Bible reading number 79, Leviticus 5, verses 14 and following. Penalty offerings. The always present one said to Moses,
"A person might sin unintentionally and do something inadvertently against the holy things of the always present one. If so, that person must bring a male sheep from the flock. It must have no physical defects. This will be his penalty offering for the always present one. The value of the ram in silver shekels must be accurate. Use the proper value for silver as set by the standard of the holy place for a penalty offering. That person must pay for the sin which he committed against the holy thing, and he must add 20% to its value. Then he must give it all to the priest. In this way, the priest will cancel his sin, and the always present one will forgive him. The priest does this by using the ram of the penalty offering. A person might sin and do something specific that the always present one has commanded not to be done. It doesn't matter whether that person knew about it or not. He will still be guilty. He will be responsible for his own sin, and he must bring to the priest a ram from the flock. It must have no physical defects. It must be worth the correct amount. The ram will be a penalty offering. The person strayed without knowing it. He didn't realize it. But with this offering, the priest will cancel the sin, and God will forgive him. That person was truly guilty of doing wrong against the always present one. Therefore, it is a penalty offering."
Yahweh said to Moses,
"A person might sin against me in several ways. He might tell a lie about what happened to something that his friend left with him for safekeeping, or he might have stolen something from him, or he might have cheated him, or he might have found something that was lost and then lied about it, or he might have sworn to God when he knew it was false, or he might have committed some other sin. If he did any of these things, he would be guilty of sin. He must bring back whatever he stole. He must bring back whatever he took away by cheating. He must restore whatever was left to his care for safekeeping. He must return whatever he found and then lied about it. He must repay what he swore to God was true, but it was false. He must pay the full price. Then he must add an extra 20% of its value. He must give the money to the true owner on the same day that he brings his penalty offering. He must also pay a penalty to the priest. It must be a male lamb from the flock. It must have no physical defects, and it will be worth the correct amount. It is a penalty offering to me. Then, in my presence, the priest will cancel that person's sin, and I will forgive him of all the sins that made him guilty.